Scientists in Australia claim to have made the oldest beer in the world. They did it by using yeast discovered in an 18th century shipwreck off Tasmania. It's believed the origins of the beer could date back 220 years, and if you think it mightn't taste any good, those who've had a sip have given it the thumbs up. Penny Timms reports.
When the ship, the Sydney Cove, ran aground in Bass Strait off Tasmania in 1797, it was carrying cargo, including several bottles of booze. Those bottles were discovered during a salvage operation some 20 years ago and have remained at Launceston's Queen Victoria Museum and Art Gallery ever since. But recently, scientists decided to find out more about just what was inside those bottles using DNA technology, and they discovered something special.
As far as we can establish, this is the oldest surviving yeast microorganism from a brewing or industrial, pre-industrial revolution food source in the world.
David Thorogood is the curator at the Queen Victoria Museum and Art Gallery. He says it's taken a lot of hard work and scientific wrangling from experts at the Australian Centre for Ancient DNA and the Australian Wine Research Institute.
We think this is going to cause a good deal of surprise internationally, because prior to this, there's been a couple of stories of people trying to revive old yeast without much success. In fact, there was an attempt to recover yeast from an 1840s shipwreck, which made a lot of news from Finland. And they weren't able to achieve that. So as far as we're aware, we're really pushing back the history of what's possible. And that's really because our particular bottle was preserved in a special way. And it had a wax seal and was buried in dark, cold water in Bass Strait. And we think that that's enabled our yeast to survive where other examples in the world haven't. So we think it's going to create a big international interest from that perspective once people realise that they might have access to a strain of yeast which hasn't existed for all this time.
In fact, the yeast is so well preserved that scientists have been able to use it to brew a very small and special batch of beer.
In existence now, there are 40 bottles of beer which we've recently brewed based on an original recipe from about 1800 and the yeast which we've recovered from the Sydney Cove beer bottle.
And Mr. Thorogood reckons it's a pretty good brew, some 220 years in the making.
Well, I think it tastes fantastic. But I'm biased, of course, but it has a quite a light and fresh taste, which is quite different to a modern beer. In some respects, it's a bit like a cider rather than a traditional heavy ale. We think that probably people drank a lot of beer at the time. It was a casual drink, so the fresh taste is probably supporting of that idea. But also, it is a beer that we've made that has a very basic recipe, so we're actually letting the flavour of the yeast come through the recipe rather than trying to add to the flavour. So it's quite an interesting sensation for the very small number of beer enthusiasts that have had to taste it so far.
But getting your hands on one of those bottles may be a tough ask.
And there's currently a long list of people who would love a bottle, and in part we're going to continue the science using those bottles. Possibly we will make a small number of those available as a fundraising exercise to try and continue the next part of this research.
The new bottles of beer will go on display at the museum tomorrow, with one to be opened so visitors can view its contents. Though the beer tasting will be left to Mr. Thorogood and the museum's director.
Penny Timms reporting, and there'll be more on that story on Catalyst on ABC TV tonight.